Okay, Ruth, we were talking about the South Hills section. Do you want to say anything else about it?
Well, no, I've had some relationship with it. I installations as a president, you know, and so forth. And for a while I was an advisor. It has enjoyed good health, and we know what it can be, and then it's enjoyed neglect and worked on its own. I don't know that it's enjoyed the neglect. I don't know what the status is. I know that last year at this time I asked it, that they looked into it. It's pretty loose.
But some of their projects are focused in the South Hills,
I don't know. That was one of the purposes. Mm-hmm. And I also think transportation was tougher then, and not, you know, I come from still a one-car family. And so now, you know, everybody is mobile. I don't know that it's even necessary, but it should be investigated. It should be said that it doesn't look like this is necessary, or it looks like it could be great.
Now, do you have any other, did you do anything super duper wonderfully interesting before you became president of the section?
Well, I think the work of Paul Bettig was super duper wonderful. And, you know, it was another first, working on just the children together in a group situation. And it was a pioneer. It exists today, but it was a different name and so forth, and Paul said it is long since gone. I think it has its own housing. I haven't followed it. We're talking 25 years ago on that. But I do remember when I became president of MCJW, and I wrote a very half-hearted acceptance speech because I was thinking really of Paul Zedek and how I love the hands-on service. And I said, you know, I was crossing one bridge, but I intended to cross back. But I never really did, never really got back to holding the kid on my lap. And I also had a different focus after Paul Zedek. As a vice president of community service, I got involved with the elderly. And that was the time we put together the program with the JCC. It was more or less a competitive program. They were getting their senior citizens and we were getting ours. Putting it together was a wonderful elimination of duplication. But it was tough. Everybody had their own turf. And that it was even accomplished says a lot for our president, and I forget who it was at the time, and their president.
Now, was that the beginning of what's now Council Care?
No, I would say it's the beginning of the program, the socialization, educational program that belonged in Anniston House.
I see.
It has since been turned over to JCC. I don't even know our involvement on the board. My past president's lessons I got from Jerome. And just don't monkey around. He's the best past president I've ever. And though I'm curious, I really don't mess around. Sometimes at a board meeting, and I go to less and less for them because I'm out of the city, I just have to speak out. But it's very seldom, very seldom. He would have a never.
Do you want to address the council's role in starting things like that or being involved with seed project,
yeah,
and then turning them over to,
yeah,
the community,
we've done,
that's very
great thing. Listen, that goes back a million thousand years. Tutoring programs in the public schools and so forth, lunch programs, Sunday school programs, so many of those things were council initiated, council born, and became quality and self-sufficient. And we didn't develop things as professionally as they do now, but somehow the quality of the woman that involved herself kept sights and ambitions high. The programs were wonderful. Council House, as I say, was stellar. We were involved in WICS. We didn't develop.
What's WICS?
Women in Community Service. Head Start.
That's that was a national council project, wasn't it?
No, not that I know of. Daycare was explored by council nationally before people knew what it meant. I think they thought that it was taking care of a day. But it was uncovered. It was discovered. And Windows on Daycare is still a fine book. They cited as being an authority. It's a little less than that.
Is that a council publication?
That was a public, a national publication.
But council?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Windows on Daycare. Our wonderful efforts on behalf of juvenile justice. They're unbelievable. I mean, we awoke a lot of people, awakened a lot of people, courts and judges and systems, and had a tremendous influence on separating juvenile criminals from adult criminals, and relaxing laws, and different focus on rehabilitation. Just incredible. And of course, I don't have to tell you about the advocacy program, and all these are part of it. And of course, the work we've done on behalf of the Senior Citizen Council Care. Council Care had a rocky beginning.
Was that under your presidency?
I was a vice president. I don't know whose presidency it came to be in, either mine or Rachel's, I think. But these are so slow in evolving. That was, everything takes 2 years of discussion. And I'm not kidding. It seems to be a rule of thumb. And this was sensed by a man by the name of Saul Weisberg. The need was sensed by a man by the name of Saul Weisberg at the Jewish Federation. He was sort of second in command. He had been a lawyer. I don't know if he was ever a practicing lawyer, but he had vision. I don't know if I should say these things. I don't know what kind of a power he was. He was just a sensitive doer. And we went to Saul to see what was needed in the community. We talked about daycare for senior citizens. We decided to go to scientific group, and we had a questionnaire printed something for the Chronicle. And we were supposed to make the decision predicated on the numbers who responded and wanted it. Well, it was a fiasco. Nobody responded. Nobody wanted it. But the sense of it caught on with our leaders and membership. And I would say Margaret Libson, I'm trying to give you names, who was a past president, was definitely influential. Liz Feingold, it might have hatched during her presidency, but she was definitely a moving spirit behind it. And it was a large committee, and the Home for the Aged, and in my kindest way, I have to say it was difficult to work with, that I could say a lot more, but it was a want, a need for the council membership to focus on a really important thing in this community. We were dabbling in tutoring and dabbling here and dabbling there, and this was consuming, and that's what they wanted. So we tracked it down and had our gross problems. Had a fine director at the beginning. She's since moved on. I think we've again, kept the standards. I think the council board has seen to it that the standards remained high, because they were. They. I also did the volunteer group for Council Care, which I've done that twice. I did it for juvenile justice. You get a rally going. You get people, an audience, to come and learn about what you're trying to do. And if you feed them lunch, you get an audience, and then you get volunteers. And it worked.
Did you get any at home?
No, we did it on the site.
I see.
The juvenile justice was done up at Anniston House. And we did it at this wonderful room. I don't know if you've ever seen where Council Care is housed, but it's a room that one of the organizations, I don't know which organization, well, women, built this home, this room, within the facility at Riverview, and it was never used. And they had this in mind. But I was telling you that things weren't done so professionally. It was a gut feeling that hatched this room. And then, of course, it was awaiting us. And it took off. It was rocky at first, but I think the quality and the spirit there is something to be said for intangibles. And you go into Council Care in the morning, and I did... Again, hands-on volunteer, and the hugging and the kissing and the TLC was just a vital ingredient in our women volunteers seem to exude that, I think.
Is it still there? Is
that it's turned over now.
Yeah,
and the facility still exists, mm-hmm. and a lot of the original, and it's expanded. It's in South Hills at St. Clair Hospital. And all these things move. They're not static. If they were static, they would be dreadful. I would consider it a backward step. And Deb responded very nicely to what's wanted and what's needed. I'd always hoped they would expand their hours and be kind of a facility for working women who are caring for parents. And that was built into some of our, you know, you sort of do a wish sheet, or I do. I always have done that, and maybe these are my thoughts, and I always hoped that it would be a respite for overnight, like short vacations or something. I don't know if it's come to that at all. I was put back on the board as it disbanded. Gail Newstaff at the time was chairman. A wonderful, wonderful woman. Super. And she happened to be one of them. She caught the concept and the feeling.
So it's back.
It is. But it's not with us.
Well, that's one of the puzzles.
I don't know whether it's... I think it's with that aged program, the J...
The Federation
oversees this vast committee that's doing comprehensive care with the elderly. And this is an important part. And that's what it should be.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
that's
what we're talking about. Yeah,
yeah.
The seating.
It's less and less than that because of budgets now. You make a commitment. We pretty well have to be prepared to handle it for a long, long time, as was Council to handle, much longer than we anticipated.
Now, what were the highlights during the press?
Gosh. Highlights. I thought the programming was very, very good. Janet Spear was my program chairman. We did the town hall thing on the governor, and we had vast audiences. We did Ben Bradley, and Marsha Fremerman, incidentally, was on that program. and she has a good feeling for the future, and she's, you know, a little bit ahead of her time. I thought Ben Bradley was a stroke of genius. I really did. I thought programming was good. I thought we did wonderful things with juvenile court. I worked closely with Judge somebody, young man. He came from the priesthood, and he, Novak, Judge Novak, and I thought that the juvenile justice programs were wonderful. He did recreation at the facility, the beginnings of the court waiting room, of which I'm very proud. We did a rally for that on volunteers, too. That stuff loses steam over the years, you know.
But that's still hot.
Yeah, that's two juvenile court facilities, family court and juvenile court. I think it's in Oakland and it's downtown. The thrift shop move, which is just a massive thing. In fact, I became president because we had a very talented woman whose business burned down. She had all this energy and all this knowledge, and her name was Annette Barrett. And she was tough. Yeah, she was tough. And she told me she would take the vice presidency of fundraising, thrift shop, and so forth, if I would become president. And she was calling from the nominating committee. I thought that, and that was a terrible, terrible, terrible downer for NCJW. We were in the hole, and it had been such a money maker. It had been just marvelous. And I had never wanted to be president. I'd been asked, to consider it a couple times, but that was really right from the nominating committee. And I thought that was the most important thing. And it worked. She was fantastic. She couldn't drive. I have to tell you, I took her home every day. Every day. And became her friend and admirer. She and I are as different. I just had a call from her. In fact, I sent her a poem I had written for one of her birthdays. Here I was with all these strange women. Now, how I got into a social set, I'll never know. But it was her 65th birthday, and I did this dumb poem, and I just came upon it and sent it down to her. So. But she's retired in Florida. She still keeps touch with the thrift shop and me, and that's about it. There was a program called in South Oakland, and it was attached to a very small settlement house, what I would call a settlement house down there. And it took pre-delinquent. Do not define that word, because I don't know what it means. Nobody knows. That was what we called them, pre-delinquent children, and put them in a program. And Gene Dickman was a enormous part of it, and I'll think of the name in a minute. And we worked with these kids. It was a time of heavy drugs. It was a time of it used to be an insulated area down there. Some of these kids here had no English in their homes. They were Slavic people, and now it's inundated with pit borders and all those sorts of things. As close as that is, we took teenagers to Walnut Street that they had never seen. They had not been downtown. They had done some minor thing like punch a tire or no crimes against persons that I know of. We really didn't know, but mostly vandalism and stuff like that. And they were known to the court. That's what a pre-delinquent is. They're known to the court, but they're not adjudicated. So they went to this program. Marvelous. And we were supposed to make them job ready. And we did make them job ready. The Cadillac company down there hired some of them, and we had a few Jewish people who would hire them. Miss Tripshaw hired them. And where do you think our manager came from? The woman that's managing now, Debbie.
Really? Yes. Oh, how funny.
And she was sort of a protege of the Nets, and she went to Conley for some courses and so forth. She did finish high school. Many of them were borderline at high school. We helped them with their work. We had the most marvelous parties. I tell you, every one of the volunteers could have been a Pearl Mesta. At the most unique parties, we used Pittsburgh Point at that fountain before anybody used it. It was, and music we used, and serious talks, and it was headed by the professionals. You would know their names. There was a well-known teenage psychiatrist or psychologist, his name began with a Z, his last name. Now, this is a lot of years ago, and there were two social workers. One was a good friend of I became a very good friend and a council member, one of these men. The other was a black man who was just tuned in on the whole world. I mean, he could, not only did he relate to the teenagers, but he knew one of our committee members was having terrible marital problems, and he went right to the heart of it.
Okay.
You know? And he was, it was just a fine, people put together like pieces of a puzzle. And it went on until it was, I guess the Settlement House took it over, and also the conditions changed. The South Oakland was not so isolated and so forth. But as needed, it was there. And we had several people at the thrift shop. We've since gotten together at Jean's house. She had a sort of a reunion maybe 6-8 years ago. And it was a lot of fun because a computer person came out of it, a young black girl.
Uh-huh.
It was just wonderful. We had a young boy in splints. He was growing so fast they put splints on his leg, these long shins, because he was involved in athletics and they were concerned about him. And he became, he finished college. He did not play basketball in college. I think he... But he had, we knew of his success. Many of them moved from here. They were all from that place. You ask me, things come to mind. I might be prouder of that than most anything. And Debbie, I loved. Debbie and I, when we moved to thrift shop, we had some very poor managers, very, very poor. And then a woman by the name of Gilden came in and managed the shop. And it was profitable all through those years. Debbie's having a hard time with it now.
Now, you said you moved the thrift shop during your presidency.
Yes.
From where to where?
From one block in Oakland to two blocks away.
Okay.
And it was bigger.
Okay.
It was called Thrift Department Store. And it has since moved again.
That's what I'm...
Yeah.
Okay.
But we had no... Never had a lack of profit, and it was marvelous. I also got the first grant for NCJW. I went to a convention, and I learned about the CETA grants.
That's
CITA.
Yeah. What's that in that? Well, we
community
can find
that
out.
Is. It's a training.
That.
It's a training arm of the government. It was sent into the counties, but it was actually a national program.
Right.
And if you train someone,
right,
for a job, well, we had had this tiny bit of experience in the one project from South Oakland, and so we, friends indeed, no, wrong. That's another wonderful program from Juvenile Justice that, I'll give it to you quick, and then I'll go back to this. That had women volunteers match with girls coming out of the various juvenile detention homes hereabout, and they shepherded them. They were their advocates.
So it was a one-on-one kind
of
thing?
Yes, yes. And I think South Hill took that over. I'm not just sure. That was a marvelous person. They had a lot of spirit, a lot of good feeling, too. Anyhow.
Yeah, you got to see the crank. So.
And so Louisville had done it. And I was very friendly with the president, who I adored to this day. And she gave it to me. And I didn't do much. I pleaded with everybody to help me write a grant. Nobody knew anything about them. I even went to the head of the UJF. And he, in fact, I told him about CETA grants. But it involved training somebody on the job and then an obligation to keep them without subsidy. And the subsidy went for months. I mean, we had like 3-6 months of subsidy. And the salaries are what kill you in these thrift shops. So we did, we got $35,000 a year for like 3 years. I mean, it was just a miracle. And no, I would report on it in my little presence, you know, and say, well, the CETA grant is never, everybody's eyes would glaze over, you know. They didn't have the foggiest. And I really plugged away at that, and I was even able to hire a treasurer. And I made some funny friends from
them. Now, these were federal grants.
They were federal grants that were exercised, or whatever you call it, by, they were given to the counties. And you had to go to the court and do one thing and another, and it was pretty precise. You had a lot of reporting to do and so forth, and nobody really knew anything. Anyhow, that was, I believe, that was counsel's first grant.
Okay.
And that was fun. I sat up all night. I took it to Florida, Jerome used to have these meetings, and I went to our apartment down here, and I stayed in Sarasota, sat up and copied and adapted, and I copied and I adapted, and that's where I wrote the thing.
Not a good course at the university.
I did take a course.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Where?
At the University of Pittsburgh in their night school program. And I have since participated in writing a grant that I've never written before. Never had to. And that was wonderful. I learned how to use the Bowman Library. And it was interesting. And then that's when I had this idea. And I think AJC used it. She, one of our projects was to develop an idea for getting monies from such and such and such. And I had the idea of assessing women in executive positions in not-for-profit organizations. And that was a lot of years ago. And by God, the AJC did do it.
AJC.
American Jewish Committee. I might have that wrong, but I think that's who did it. They didn't do it because I asked them, but it was valid, and I didn't even know it.
That's
yeah. That's
great. That's super.
That was
now, I know you've also been involved, I don't know if it was during the presidency, afterwards, with funding for scholarships.
Yeah, I've always been on that. I think I was born on that scholarship committee. And I did see it change character. I also was head of Central Scholarship for UJF. It's self-explanatory. I have children of my own. Council always gave a pittance. But what really troubled me, I guess the way I really got vocal, was abandoning the kids. They got messed up, or they'd probably see them through if they maintained an average and so forth, but we were always last chance gulch. I don't know if you know that or not, but we have many scholarships that are not merit scholarships. We demonstrate need and purposefulness, I think. And you can get money.
And still?
I hope still.
Because
I'm not on it.
Yeah.
But I hope still. And when we developed the scholarship, which I did right after my presidency. I was a supervisor. And mine was really fun.
This is one funded through your, by your family?
Yeah. I think the kids did it first and we supported it. Jim, when Jim graduated college, you know what he wanted for a gift? A scholarship at the University of Pittsburgh.
Now, I know you're sitting on, are you still sitting on the National Board?
No.
But you did that after you became president.
I did that after I became president. It seems most of the National Board are past presidents. And that came about really in a very crazy way. Eileen Lane remarked at a meeting when I was president,